Viva Fidel, not so much in Cuba, according to a new poll, a super secret poll. We'll get to that part in just a moment. Here are some of the findings from the questioning of Cubans living in 14 of the 15 Cuban provinces. It revealed 79% of those polled said they disapproved of the Castro government. 43% said low salaries were the country's biggest problem, followed by the lack of freedom. That was 18%. The scarcity of food, 12%. And 76% would like a different system of elections where they could have a choice of ideologies. All those numbers are really interesting to chew over, but consider this. The survey conducted by the International Republican Institute was done on the down low. Very hush-hush. The respondents did not know their opinions were being canvassed for a poll. So to find out how all of that worked, we've got Sean Sullivan, Regional Program Director for Latin America at the International Republican Institute. Hi, Sean.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So this sounds very cloak and dagger and furtive. I mean, how was this conducted, this poll?
Well, the way we conducted it was we got third country nationals. We got folks from other Latin American countries to go onto the island and basically strike up conversations with Cubans. And we based the individuals that they approached based on Cuban census data. So we tried to get a sample distribution based on province, gender, age, race, whatnot. So it wasn't a door-to-door survey, but they would approach individuals who met certain characteristics, and then they would try to strike up a conversation with them.
What guidelines did you give poll takers in terms of how to ask the questions?
Well, the poll takers that we've used in the past are folks that are pollsters in their own countries. So they're accustomed to, regular standard methodology. And the guidelines we gave them basically focused on how they could try to, as best as possible, get the information without triggering fear on the part of the respondents or attracting attention. I mean, one of the difficulties that you face operating in a country like Cuba or another closed society is that it's extremely repressive and folks are scared. They're scared to talk to foreigners and even amongst themselves. So
yeah,
that
was
one of the biggest challenges.
I've actually been to Cuba working on a couple of stories, and while there are people who have chickens in their house because they need food, every Viva Fidel sign is freshly painted.
Yes.
It's very clear where the money is going. The results of your polls compared to other polls that have been done by people who clearly identified themselves as pollsters, how different were the results?
From what I understand, they're pretty different. I mean, the results I think are what you would expect. I mean, when your average Cuban I think is approached on the street by anyone and somebody starts asking them questions, whether they're political in nature or not, they're going to get fearful. Our feeling or our view on this poll is that, we're not claiming it's entirely scientific. What we are claiming, though, is that it shows just broader general trends. And a lot of the findings of the results, whether the findings are, very intuitive. I mean, in the sense that, you would expect that most Cubans would want a change from the current system. They would want a higher standard of living. So in many respects, our poll or our survey just gives us the broader trends of what is going on, we think, in Cuba.
I do have to ask you about the name of your group because it's the International Republican Institute. And
sure.
All I have to do is hit Google or any search engine and you find out that according to the website, it's nonpartisan. But if you dig a little deeper, on your board of directors affiliated with John McCain, Paul Bremer, Lawrence Eagleburger, Secretary of State under President Bush 41, Brent Scowcroft. And obviously, if you keep digging a little bit more, you know that journalists have alleged that the IRI has encouraged the change of other regimes and been involved in post-2003 Iraq. So the question comes up, does your group have motives for helping change the way Cuba is governed? Is there a reason this information is coming out in this way now?
No, I mean, we get a lot of attention because of our name, but we are an organization that was founded in the 1980s. We have a sister organization, the National Democratic Institute, which is also a nonpartisan organization.
And they're involved in Iraq as well, I should say.
Well, yeah, and their board of directors is also, full of folks from the other side of the aisle. But a lot of the stuff we try to do overseas is not focused on spreading, Republican ideology or on the Democrat side, Democratic ideology, because, at a more fundamental level in most of the countries where we're working, we're really talking about civics 101, basic politics, politics 101. So a lot of the stuff that we do overseas is focused on strengthening political parties, working with civil society groups, strengthening legislatures. So, you know, while we get a lot of credit for changing regimes, it's entirely undeserved.
So what were you looking for when you did the poll?
Well, you know, from our perspective, I mean, Cuba is undergoing a dramatic historic transition right now. And what we wanted to do was kind of get at a couple of things. First, we wanted to try to find out what Cubans are thinking of. We wanted to find out what is the fear factor. What are Cubans afraid of when they think about change? Because change can be scary in these countries. And we also wanted to be able to provide U.S. policymakers, European and Latin American governments with more information to better inform their policy decisions. We think that there is a lot more that governments around the world can be doing to push for a peaceful democratic transition, and we're trying to kind of provide these policymakers with greater information.
Sean Sullivan is the Regional Program Director for Latin America at the International Republican, don't read too much into that word, Institute, which this week released an opinion survey of Cubans, which was conducted in secret. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.